Item number four is the 2017-19 strategic plan and the performance agreement. It's a proposal and a briefing. So, Rob?
Thank you, and good morning. Good morning, Chairman Smith and members of the commission, director, deputy director. My name is Rob Geddes. I'm the department's lean performance manager. One of my roles is to help our leaders with their long range or their strategic planning. And I'm a member of our new policy director, Nate Pamplin's team. So today, I have two documents. They're draft. One of those documents is a proposed 2017-19 strategic plan document. The other document is a proposed director's performance agreement. So I'm using today to introduce them to you, go over our logic and why we've constructed them in the way we've done, give you time over the next month to think about it and give us guidance, and then bring the documents back to you probably in September to ask for your approval. And so what I'd like to do now is go over them each in turn, bring out highlights. Please interrupt me if you have questions along the way. And if that's okay, I'd like to proceed starting with the 2017-2019 strategic plan. It should start with a green letterhead, and the subject line says 2017 and 2019 strategic plan. So one of the things you'll notice different about this plan compared to last plan is we're starting it off with a letter to the reader as opposed to a cover page. And what we wanted to do with this letter is a couple of things, or actually three things. One, help put this plan in perspective for the reader. The department's strategic plan compared to all the other plans we have. Two, acknowledge that the legislature has given us some specific guidance for this next year in relation to the proviso you heard about earlier this morning. And then three, an acknowledgement that the work we're going to be doing here with this proviso especially is it's going to be setting us up for the long-range planning and the budget planning for 19 and 21 biennium. And so the first two paragraphs in this letter really touch on, hey, the plan is a department-level document we use to highlight where we'd like to focus for the next biennium, as opposed to try and encapsulate everything we do. The breadth of work that we do in this department is captured in other plans, most notably our program business plans. We also try and capture focus areas in the director's performance agreement. And then within the programs themselves, they have more specific plans, whether they're species recovery plans, hatchery genetic management plans, etc. So the first two paragraphs are really trying to put this plan in that context. The last paragraph on that first page is where we acknowledge, hey, the legislature has given us some specific direction on what our focus or needs to be included with this next year. And that's what that last paragraph does, highlighting the proviso requirement. Now, part of that is if you flip the page over and you go to page three, there's an attachment A. And those are the actual specific requirements that the legislature has levied on our department, and really into three parts. And our policy director highlighted those for you earlier today. Starting with the outside management consultant evaluating how we implement our efficiencies. Also developing a number two, developing a plan for projected revenue and expenditures and improving efficiency and effectiveness. And then number three addresses the zero-based budget requirement. And if I draw your attention back to page two at the top there, that's where we want to inform the reader that this proviso focus we're recommending for this next year is really setting us up for the longer term. as we get recommendations for what we should implement to improve how we do work, and as we engage our stakeholders and the public, that we have our eye on the longer term. And we're going to have to propose our budget for the 2019 and 21 biennium about a year from now. So this process has to inform that. So before I go into the plan document as it's displayed now, I wanted to pause and ask if there's any questions at this point.
Any questions? No. Continue on.
All right. So after the letter, then, is the document we have titled 2017-19 Strategic Plan. And as you flip to the first page, you're going to see what you've probably seen before in past documents, a description of who our commission is and who they are. On the next page, our organization, reflecting the creation of our policy director position in addition to the others. And as you flip the next page, we're continuing to include our conservation principles to help guide us in our conservation work and in providing opportunities. And as you flip yet the next page, and I'm on page Roman numeral 5, that's where you're going to see a little difference here. Is if you remember in the past strategic planning document for the previous biennium, we ended up having listed like 80 different initiatives. What we wanted to capture here is what our four overarching goals are and those objectives, but then reflecting on the guidance that the legislature has given us, what we're recommending is focus on that proviso and what we need to learn from that as stepping stones for building the better long-range plan, which is a reason why we're offering a letter up front. This framework here with the goals and objectives still informs all those other plans we do, from the program business plans down to individual employees and their work plans. So that's how we're proposing we structure this document for the coming biennium. And again, it's draft now, and we wanted to give you time to think about it and offer guidance as you will, and then bring it back to you in September to ask for your approval. So before I go to the director's performance agreement, do I have any questions on that?
Just one comment. I think you're spot on not having a list of 80 bullet items there. I mean, that people will be lost. And this seems, again, on first blush, very clean and concise and focused. So, thanks. Pardon?
I said he's not the lean director.
Yeah, I know. Lean and mean. Any other comments for anybody? No? Mr. Keough, you look poised, ready for a comment there. You're just poised.
Lean and mean.
Well, thank you. And so the next document to orient to is the director's performance agreement. So this proposal is going to look, two-thirds of it are going to look very similar to you, and the one-third at the end it will be different. So the first two pages, there is no significant changes from the first two pages in this proposal than there has been for the previous director's performance agreement.
Is walk on water somewhere?
we could add that if it's not in there, Chairman. For attachment A, again, where we're outlining performance elements, no significant changes to this attachment compared to the previous director's performance agreement. And then the last part is attachment B. And you'll notice it's identical to the list of the proviso requirements we've identified in the proposed strategic plan. Again, the intent is to show our focus, at least for the next year. And one of the differences with this proposed performance agreement, if you remember, the last one was a biennial proposal. This one we're recommending a year because the proviso requirements in general have about a year of expiration or a year deadline. And so we're recommending, well, let's evaluate ourselves after that year and adjust this performance agreement based on what we've learned and what adjustments we need to make. So that's a highlight of what we're proposing and asking it again, give you some time to think about it, offer some advice, and we'll bring it back to you in September to ask for approval. So do I have any questions on this document?
Yes, Mr. Carpenter.
Looks like a lot of concise work here. I guess the question I would have about both documents, maybe the earlier one other than the director's performance review, is how do you plan on tracking progress, measuring accomplishments, where the deficiencies are? How often are you thinking is an appropriate time? I think it's just an issue that I want to get on the table now so I have a better grasp of it when we come back in September to review. I mean, we have to measure these things more carefully than we have in the past, and I'd like some thoughts on that.
Yes, Commissioner. So my initial thoughts is as part of our policy director's team, who's going to be giving you regular updates on the work with the proviso, that this work is part of that. So as we give you updates on our work from the proviso, it includes identifying what we've learned, what implementation ideas were being recommendations for us to pursue. So I think strategic planning and the effect of this plan or the report needs to be part of that conversation in conjunction, not something separate or different.
Thank you. Nate, what do you think is realistic? Because, I mean, you got a great vision of things. I've known that of you in the past. What kind of a time frame do you think is going to be appropriate and not become overly burdensome to be responsive to things that need to be adjusted or screws down tighter or changes as needed?
Thank you, Vice Chair Carpenter. I think having the focus and really we need to hit it out of the park on the proviso. Yeah. And the proviso has timelines set where the organization assessment and the long-term plan are due to the legislature on May 1st, and the zero-based budget's due in September. And so having this front and center as a standing agenda item with you at every monthly update, I think we'll show our progress. We can adjust as necessary, but myself, Rob, David Giglio, Joe Storr, our partners at OFM, we're meeting right now weekly on this. It's front and center for us. So you'll be having plenty of progress updates along the way. And as Rob indicated, with the director's performance agreement being proposed for 1 year, that allows us to look at, well, what's the second half of the biennium? But we've got to hit a home run here.
Good explanation. Thank you.
Yes,
Charles.
Nate,
what do you run on?
And I know what I'm thinking in my mind and getting it out of my mouth is going to be another story. To me, in this thing, when we're really looking at an agency, or doesn't even matter whether it's an agency or a company or whatever, there needs to be feedback loops to where the lowliest employee can come up with some genius ideas if we will give them the opportunity. And I think it's just huge that those are built into it to where people can come up with ideas and at least feel like they're being heard. And then another thing is go back to basics from time to time. We were talking about this in our Wildlife Committee meeting this morning, that our enforcement officers, their job is to be cops. But really, in reality, they're an awful big face for this department and meet with an awful lot of people. And I think from time to time, they just need to be reminded that they are the face of the department in an awful lot of these circumstances. So, go ahead.
Thanks, Commissioner Holzmiller. In the RFP for the organization assessment, one of the tasks that we identified for the consultant to help us with is how do we improve internal staff engagement in agency decision making. So I hope that's something that we'll be able to explore further, identify some additional strategies, but we need to have vertical and horizontal integration of top down, bottom up, flow of information. I look at some of the work that we've done on wolf management over the past few years and setting up weekly calls, incident response, where staff are in the field are really driving the what's going on biologically, what's going on with the producer's needs to help inform the decisions further on. And so looking at that kind of strike team on certain issues, I think would be valuable.
And there again, too, just go back to basics from time to time. Yeah, you guys are all working for the department, per se, but at the end of the day, we're all working for the public. And that has to be remembered from time to time, that those are the true people that are paying the bills, supporting this. So just, lots of times, just go back to basics before we try and reinvent the wheel. Thank you.
Tell a little story. Just to kind of follow up on Jay's point, in Region 1, I don't know whether this goes on in the other regions, but the regional manager has bought GoPro cameras and encouraged his employees to make little films that that are then posted on the website. And they give an award to the best one, and that gets posted. Well, our access manager for the northeastern portion of Region 1 made a film on cleaning a toilet. And it was at a popular access point in one of our inland lakes. And he walks into the toilet. It looks really funky. And he goes through this cleaning. And by the end, the access looks tremendous. And this is what's expected by the public. And I think, you know, the public doesn't realize that it takes, you know, people to do this and ensure that we have nice places to do what we like to do with wildlife. And it just, I think, makes the point of how important all of our employees are telling their story about what they do. It was really quite spectacular, and it's now on our website, and I encourage everybody to take a look at it.
That's a good story.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you for that. It really is a great video, and it's worth watching. Topic doesn't sound that great, but it's really tremendous. And
yeah.
Actually, just an aside, we're working with Washington State right now to do a use evaluation of all of our access sites, and so that's going to be an interesting thing. People will be, I believe, surprised at
yes.
how much use those things,
yes.
Those sites get all over the state.
How is that being done, Director? I mean, is that like a master's thesis? Or are you working with?
You know, I'm not positive about that,
okay.
But at some point we'll provide a yeah. presentation to the commission.
That'd be interesting.
We're doing it's all of the staff's involved. We're doing counters, you know, road counters, and anyway, it'll be interesting. Just a couple comments. On this. I said earlier that I really view this proviso as an opportunity to improve our operations, and I sincerely believe that. Really, it fits in really well with our Wild Future initiatives and efforts over the last year and a half. You know, at some level, that became a mechanism to work on our fee bill in the legislature, but it never really was about fees. It's always been about improving our ability to listen to and respond to the public and hear what people want the department to look like now and in the future. And it's been a self-improvement reflective look. We wanted and encouraged them to tell us what's good, what's bad, what needs improved. And so I view this as a continual improvement opportunity and look forward to this next year. It is a major initiative for the department, and we want to take full advantage of it. So we'll keep you informed.
Sounds good. Anything else? Thank you, guys.